Well, Paige Alvarado is co-owner of Kathleen and Keegan Millinery. And, yeah, we're going to give you a little bit of culture on the show here today. And this is so anti-Mike Pena right now, this interview, but we're going to give it a shot anyway. Paige, welcome. Happy to have you on board.
Thanks, Mike. Happy to be here.
Jude's a big fan of Fascinators, though. You might be able to talk him into one.
I wore one at Breeders' Cup 1 year. I looked really good in it, too.
I bet you did.
Thank you.
Well, Paige, this is exciting. You know, we've actually talked about this a little bit, but you are co-owner of this company, and it's a company that is – based in Lexington and Louisville in terms of the boutique retailers that you have, and you do different workshops, you have a website. Tell us a little bit more about the company and what you're doing.
Yeah, so Kate and I both love fashion, and it's something we'd find ourselves talking for hours and hours before every big race about outfits and fascinators and hats. And so we eventually decided to start taking workshops and perfect some technique, some age-old millinery techniques. And it's something we both just fell in love with and started the company up. And we've just been having so much fun doing it. And it's been wonderful. We are based in Louisville, but we do have a boutique in Lexington that carries some of our fascinators, and that's AJ's, which one of the owners of AJ's is also, her family's in the horse racing business as well. Her husband's Kate Woodbell.
Is there any guidelines for a lady looking for a fascinator for Derby Day or Royal Ascot or one of the big meetings? Is there certain things that they should keep in mind?
So each one of those races is different. Kentucky Derby, the guidelines are kind of a little bit less or more out the window, and anything goes, and the bigger is better. But Royal Ascot definitely has more guidelines than any other race because they are so traditional. But Europe has a much different style and look than the American, which Kate and I tend to lean more towards the European style. The American style right now is kind of like, just get a big hat base and let's put lots of feathers on it. And so we're trying to go for more of the artistic and sculptural design, and it's more of an artwork kind of piece that we're trying to perfect, and that is more of a European style.
Yeah, you have a little bit of a different style than some milliners here in the United States. What makes your hats different from other milliners, Paige?
So we like to try to make ourselves stand out from the American, which I wouldn't say. A lot of them aren't milliners. A lot of them are hat decorators, which is okay, but there's a big difference between a hat decorator and a milliner. The hat decorators, they buy the base, they throw on some feathers and hot glue some stuff together, and it looks nice, but it's just not what we do. We literally get a piece of material and hand block it and make and create any shape design that we want. So it takes us quite a bit longer than to just decorate a hat, because we hand sew everything and literally shape and mold all of our forms to exactly how we want them.
Talking with Paige Alvarado, she is co-owner of Kathleen and Keegan Millinery here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. And if you're looking for that special Derby hat, that fascinator, this is the place to go. Trust me, they do a tremendous job. Paige, talk a little bit about the customization that you offer for a Derby hat or a fascinator, whatever it might be.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the things that we love to do more than anything, because we get to see what people are wearing and really try to create a vision or a look for what they have in their mind using the colors out of their dress. And that's really what pulls an outfit together, when it all ties in and it looks very nice.
Do you give them some suggestions as far as color and style for the outfit that they may have selected?
Yeah, we have dressed a couple of people as well. Just because Kate and I love fashion so much, we've had people reach out to us and say, you know, hey, I'm looking, I don't know what to start with, the fascinator and the hat or the dress. And so we just suggest, you know, here, give us your style, send us a couple pictures of what you like, and we can send you some dresses and make a custom hat or fascinator for you. Or you can tell us what you want in a headpiece, and we can start with that route. So we have dressed some people from head to toe, and that's been really fun to do as well.
Paige, I have to tell you, my wife is sitting here. She's listening to this interview, and she just showed me a picture of the hat that you designed for her for Kentucky Derby, for Kentucky Oaks, excuse me. And it is absolutely stunning.
Oh, thanks. That one's a really fun piece that we sent her. And Michelle's been great. She's been so easy. She's just like, just give me something and I'll find something to wear with it. So we love doing that too. But that was one of the first pieces that we made. And it was inspired by European racing. So that's a really fun piece that she has. That one is hand sculpted and hand painted as well.
So let's talk about custom work that you guys do. How much lead time do you need if a lady wants to get the same colors as her jockey silks or whatever leading up to a big race? How much time do you need to put it all together?
We generally ask for about 3 weeks because we order all of our supplies from England and Australia. We try to get the finest supplies that they have. And so sometimes just with shipping from other countries, the product or the supplies will sit in customs. So we try to just ask for 3 weeks so that way we know we cover all of our bases and we won't, you know, be running behind. But if we have the supply, like if it's something that we already have the supplies in, we just typically about 3 days.
Paige, one of the, well, I guess the dominant color in my wife's hat is the color pink, and that's a color that you have chosen to try to give back and be philanthropic, and you're doing it to benefit the Chantel Lannery Breast Cancer Foundation. Of course, Chantel, the wife of jockey Corey Lannery, who passed away suddenly at the age of 42 last June. Tell us a little bit more about that initiative.
Yeah, so when we started the business, that was something that we decided we wanted to do, and we really was to give back. And for us, obviously, the Chantel Lannery Foundation popped out immediately. Chantel is my best friend here in Louisville, and one of those, you know, the first person that I met when I got here. And so that was a no-brainer for us. But they say every person in their lifetime will be affected by breast cancer in some way, whether it's their family member, spouse, sister, family, friend, at some point. And so I just recently had a friend from high school diagnosed with breast cancer stage 4, and she has 2 little kids, 1 is 4 and 1 is 2. And, you know, she said she's just hanging on to hope that there's some new product or research or chemo that comes out, because otherwise right now there's nothing that they can do. So that foundation is something that helps go towards research or help go support families that are going through this situation. So it's something that's very close to our heart.
Paige Alvarado, co-owner of Kathleen and Keegan Millinery, joining us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. You can visit their website, Kathleen and Keegan Millinery, and it's Kathleen and Keegan, Keegan Millinery at .com, and that's how you can get to their website if you want to check it out. And I know I butchered that, and I apologize for that, Paige, but that is the website. We'll encourage people to head over there to the website and check it all out. You have a cool event coming up here next week as well on Sunday. Tell me a little bit about that event.
Yeah, so we're just going to do a sip and chat, kind of like a ladies' brunch before the races. So we'll have all of our already made pieces out for people to come shop, and all that information is on our website, Instagram, Facebook, and we'll be offering mimosas for people to enjoy before the races and hopefully come buy some fascinators.
All right, well, there you have it. Next Sunday, April 14th, 11 to 1, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Paige, listen, appreciate the visit. Really looking forward to seeing all the beautiful hats and the fascinators when we come out there to Oaks and to Derby. And keep up the wonderful work, and anything we can do to help, let us know.
Thanks, Mike. You guys have a wonderful day.